Support for today's show comes from Squarespace. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website in just a few clicks. Squarespace's analytics help you grow in real time. And if you have a question, their award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Squarespace, it's really great. I use it. I like it. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code CG to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Want to tell you about a new podcast from our friends over at Stitcher. It's a serious, in-depth look at the story of Heaven's Gate. New podcast, Heaven's Gate, talks to people who lost loved ones, people who still believe in the cult, all to understand the cult's mysteries. Whatever you think you know, prepare to be surprised. Hosted by Glenn Washington, one of my favorite podcasters. He grew up in a cult. If you've heard his other show, Snap Judgment, amazing show. You know this will be good. He does not mess around. He brings good content all the time. Hear it for yourself. Subscribe to Heaven's Gate. The podcast is free. It's wherever you listen, you know, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, track it down. It's free. Heaven's Gate. Enjoy it. Hello to all my chopper-riding devil worshippers out there. It's Beautiful Anonymous. 1 hour, one phone call. No names, no holds barred.
I'd rather go one-on-one. I think it'll be more fun. And I'll get to know you, and you'll get to know me.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Gethard here, welcoming you to another episode of Beautiful Anonymous. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting the show. It's like, I can tell you, this show is like the greatest pressure release in my life. Everybody knows. If you listen to this show, you know I've been real stressed out, real exhausted, working on my TV show, on True TV. And this week, twice I got to go into the studio and sit and just turn off my phone and talk to a human. It's so nice. It's such a nice thing. And thank you guys for building such a great community around it, including the Facebook group, Beautiful Anonymous Community. It broke 20,000 members. It blew me away. All the mod stuff. But go check out they're running a really great contest now with fan art, and there's going to be a t-shirt made, and it's going to be cool. And that's awesome. Last week, our episode had led to perhaps one of the greatest comments I've ever read in the Facebook group. Susan said, if anybody who listens knows that the caller kept using the phrase bibbidi-bobbidi-boo throughout the call. And Susan left a comment on the thread related to that episode that said, last night in dance class, as we were switching partners, the guy I was dancing with said, I'll just bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. And I screamed, you listened to Beautiful Anonymous today. He gave me a weird look and said, I don't know what that is. I shrunk like 10 sizes. It's just about the greatest reaction to this show. Like, there's a point where I'm like, I should retire because that's the best possible way that could have gone. Thank you, Susan, for the contribution. Thank you to everybody who participates in that Facebook group, that lovely, polite army of 20,000 people who just want to discuss empathetic conversations. It's such a cool thing. Thank you. This week's episode... I tell you, sometimes people come in, you can tell they got a little cheat sheet in front of them. This is what I'm going to talk about when I get on Beautiful Anonymous. And then sometimes there's people go, I don't know. Let's see where this one goes. Let's just see where this one turns out. Here's where this one goes. I'm happy to tell you. Cocaine, motorcycles, Satanism, all in the most laid back fashion you'll probably hear any of those things ever talked about. I enjoyed it greatly. I think you will too. Enjoy the call.
Thank you for calling Beautiful Anonymous. A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the show with the host.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, is this Christopher?
It is, but nobody calls me Christopher except my mom and sometimes my wife.
Well, I guess that makes me a very intimate friend.
Okay, let's slow your roll.
How's your day going, man?
How's my day going? It's going okay. If I'm being honest, it's going okay. I'm really tired.
It sounds like that's not going good then, because usually if it's a good day, you'd say, you know, oh, I'm having a great day, but okay usually means like there's some shit going on I don't really want to talk about.
No, I'll tell you what. First of all, I've given blood twice in the past 2 days, and I think it's catching up to me. I think it's really messing with my energy levels. So you got that, and then...
Yeah, that'd do it.
Yeah, working on the TV show and hoping that everyone doesn't lose their jobs because of me. Just trying not to stress out about making a TV show. A lot of people.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest. I just watched your show for the first time when you live streamed it on Reddit because I don't have cable and that was the only way I could at the time. And it was fucking hilarious. Sorry, I'm going to swear a lot, so
that's
I apologize
okay.
to your mom and stuff.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm sure she appreciates
yeah.
that. That's nice that you like the show.
But yes.
I got to figure out how to get more of these beautiful, anonymous people to watch the show. I got to figure it out. I got to get these numbers up. These numbers up.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Now, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I just got a new job that's so much better than my old one. This is day two on it. So at some point, I'm going to have to text my boss, let her know that I'm taking a long lunch.
Ooh.
Probably not good since this is my second day, but
your second,
definitely, you're an important friend, Christopher.
The Christopher thing is weirding me out, dude. I'm going to tell you that up front. Be very honest about that.
Learn to like it.
Oh, God. Okay. So I don't want to get you in trouble at your brand new job that you like better than your other job.
Oh, it's fine. I wouldn't have called if we were busy, but it's so slow that we just took time to like go get coffee, and we've just been sitting around just listening to stand-up.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty good gig.
Yeah. It's working in a photo studio. People call me a photographer, though I don't feel like one.
Wow. So you're in the studio. You take the photograph. You are a photographer.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Sounds like a sweet gig. Were you working in photography in your old job?
Yeah, I worked at a photo lab. So I was processing film. So I literally spent my whole day in pitch black rooms.
Yeah, that sounds like it gets old fast.
Yeah, but you see some interesting stuff. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
How far do we want to go with this, Christopher?
Yes, you got to stop with that. This might be the first call I ever hang up on. Might hang up on this.
I don't know if I'd be stoked or bummed.
Yeah, it's... nobody calls me Christopher, and then you keep saying it in like a power move. But it's also like a monotone.
It's not
like
a power move.
It sounds a little bit like Silence of the Lambs, like Clarice, you know?
Ooh, I don't want to do that. I'm not trying to go for that vibe.
That's okay. So the answer to your question is I want to go far. So when you're working, developing a film, you see some odd stuff.
Yeah, we did. Let's see here. What's the craziest one I saw? So I also did scanning and printing. One of the ones I did was this dude's house burned down, and he brought in these boxes of slides that he had saved from it, and he wanted us to scan them all and print them all again. And I don't know if he didn't remember what was on those slides and stuff, but there's a lot of old 60s motorcycle club photos that involved a lot of sex and Nazi flags.
Whoa.
That was a little weird.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't see
it
that.
It was interesting. I was looking at the bikes because I'm very into old motorcycles. So it kind of worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were able to focus on the bikes and ignore the Nazi orgy.
Exactly.
That's good. That's good. And then the guy comes back, he picks up the pictures, and you just got to what? Say, hey, thanks for the business? And
yeah, exactly. Just no big thing. I mean, there's still people that it surprises me, man. Like, everyone has iPhones. Why don't you just kind of shoot the more explicit stuff on your iPhone? It seems kind of awkward. You know, there'd be people coming in all the time just bringing photos of, like, I guess I'll do a line of coke off, like, you know, this dude's dick or, like, you know.
Is that
a lot of us print it. Like, it's no big deal.
Is that a theoretical example, or you've actually developed a photo of someone doing cocaine off of an erect penis?
It wasn't erect, but other than that, I'm being honest.
It wasn't erect? Then how did it hold the cocaine?
There's ways, Chris.
I guess you could I guess you could cradle it.
Yeah. Yeah, or you just kind of go around the base of it.
You've developed photographs of someone doing cocaine off a flaccid penis.
Yeah, a lot of druggies. A lot of, no needles, but mostly just cocaine.
Now I think I've officially heard it all now.
Yeah.
I think we've officially covered everything on this show.
We also developed film for the police department in the city. I live in a decently big city.
Uh-huh.
It's a city that everyone definitely knows. But Yeah, when the police would find film doing like a search of someone's house or like on them, they'd bring it to us to do.
Wow.
Which was really rare. I think people wised up to the fact that they don't want to like shoot it on film because then there's hard evidence of what they've done.
So this wasn't, you're not saying like police photographers job off their own film. You're saying if they enter a crime scene, see film, that might be evidence. They'll just have it developed to see
exactly
what they come up with.
Huh. Exactly. Yeah. And then the detective would bring it and he'd have to stand there the whole time, to make sure that it didn't get tampered with or whatever.
Wow.
So yeah, luckily I never saw anything when that got brought in. It was only four times or so in the 2 years I worked there.
Yeah.
But there was one time when he brought it in and he's like, just to give you a heads up, if what's on the film is what we have this guy for, like it might be hard to look at.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So you can imagine what might be on that.
Yeah, we can connect the dots on that. That's good. And then it comes up and it's just like a barbecue with his aunts and cousins and everybody's like, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, there wasn't much to look at.
Yeah. Well, thank God. It's better than being having the other
story. Yeah, but that job definitely gave me plenty of times to listen to podcasts such as your own, since I'm just in the dark, and it's a nice podcast job.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm happy to be of help. I do think that is a perfect target demographic for Beautiful Anonymous, people who are forced to stand in pitch black rooms all day.
I would say so.
Yeah,
I'd say you nailed
really
it.
Liking this show. So now you're an actual photographer. Now you're in a studio. You're taking pictures.
Yeah, I would still shoot photos all the time in my free time. I do like freelance gigs here and there. But yeah, this is much better, especially now that I have health insurance, which I've been looking for.
Ooh, health insurance in the arts? Get out of here.
Yeah, I need it, man. I just had to get eye surgery last month because I have a degenerative eye disease that's pretty rare, but
oh, no.
They finally came up with a surgery to like halt it, and apparently it worked. So my vision's pretty bad. It's hard for me to pass the DMV test even with my glasses on.
Yeah,
but at least it's not going to get worse now.
Wow, that's as a photographer, did you know about this? Did you know you have this condition when you started down this path? Because it's a visual medium.
No. Yeah, I know. Everything I do, I mean, yeah, shooting photos and riding motorcycles are like the two things that I spend all my free time doing.
Damn.
And the eyes are, I would argue, very important for both.
Yeah. So if they hadn't found this surgery, would you have gone blind eventually?
Yeah, they're kind of. I would have needed cornea transplants in my eyes.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah.
That sounds intense.
Much more intensive, much more expensive.
Yeah. I'm glad that you dodged that. How long ago did you get this surgery?
Yeah, last month.
You're an awfully chill guy for someone who just got his eyesight saved. Got a new job. You're very relaxed.
Yeah, kind of frustrates my partner. My girlfriend, I lived with her for 5 years, or I've been with her for 5 years, lived together four. And I frustrate her because maybe you have advice for this. She deals with depression, anxiety, to the point where twice now, once last week, like she's having suicidal thoughts, and I really don't know what to do for her, man.
Hmm. I mean, I'm no authority on the subject outside of someone who's just
dealt
with it.
I know, but you have experience, you know, like I wish I could like ask your wife, you know, like how, or like what does she do that makes you feel the most supported?
Well, I can tell you she doesn't try to solve anything, and that's awfully nice. Like if I'm going through a...
Mm-hmm.
If I'm having one of my episodes, of which I had one recently, it's funny, Beautiful Anonymous, I don't talk about it elsewhere, but Beautiful Anonymous, I open up about this stuff. But yeah, I had a little breakdown recently, and she just rides the storm. She doesn't try to solve it. She doesn't try to, you know what it is that she's very good at is like when that hits, I'm well aware that it's not logical. So sometimes people try to use logic to explain to me why a thing isn't as big a deal or why I should come out of it. It's like, well, logic has no place right now. So maybe just be there and ride it out. But I will say if the idea of suicidal thoughts are being expressed, that's a whole different ball of wax. And I think you got to, at the end of the day, I think you got to make hard decisions as a loved one and just do what you have to do to protect your people, you know? I think that's, there are times in my life where I was heading that far down that road, I'm expressing it to people, and I look back and realize, oh, they were well within their rights to call an ambulance or a cop car. And, you know, in the moment, looking back, and I'm like, oh, thank God they didn't. But long term, I can look back as an adult now and go, oh, man, that probably would have been the best for me if somebody did.
Yeah. Yeah, she hasn't, like, there hasn't been any kind of, like, physical where she's threatening it. It's more like, after we've both been at work all day, we'll go out for a drink or something, and she'll just say, like, you know, she'll express how hard it's been for her to, like, just get through the day working, and how it's just, like, at the front of her mind that day.
I'm really sorry, man. I'm sorry she's got to deal with that, and I'm sorry you got to deal with that, and I hope everything works out.
Yeah, man, I just feel bad for her. Like, I'm really lucky. I've never really dealt with that, but it's just been pretty, like, always in a pretty decent mood, and yeah, it's just hard to, I definitely am guilty of trying to use pull, like, logic her out of thinking that way.
Well, that's never going to work, you know?
And I think I've started to learn after trying, I mean, been together so long that I can only try it so many times before I'm like, all right, this is definitely not helping.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's situations where I'll be flipping out, like, everyone's so disappointed in me, people are going to be so mad, I'm stressing everybody out around me, and the people in my life go, well, that's not true, and here's five reasons why, and I'll go, I understand, you're correct, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm just feeling this, you know? Doesn't change the fact that it feels real. Doesn't matter if it is real.
Definitely.
It feels real.
Yeah.
I think that's a hard thing to kind
of
wrap your head around, both from the inside and the outside. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Yes, bummer. Bummer indeed, Christopher.
Oh, why'd you do it? Why'd you do it? We were connecting. We were having such a warm, warm, genuine moment. And then you said this thing that's been bugging me out the whole time.
We're still here, Chris. We're still connected, man.
Because you know what it is? I don't know your name, so it's a thing you have over me. That's what I don't like about it. You have that over me.
You can give me one.
Tyler.
Sure.
I guess your real name's not Tyler, huh?
No, it is not, but...
Craig.
Call me,
Craig.
Nope. Swing and a miss.
I'm not gonna spend the whole episode guessing your name. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Earwolf would kill me.
Earwolf. What'd you say?
Earwolf would kill me. So what else, man? What else do we got going on?
What else?
We got going on.
Let's see here. Lately, not much, man. Now with this job, I'm just trying to save money. Hopefully buy a house down the road. I'm only 26. I'm comfortable saying that. I fit the little age range of all your listeners, so it doesn't really reveal much about me.
Wow, 26. So you've been with your partner since you were 21, trying to buy a house.
Yes, met in college.
Trying to buy a house. That's an awfully responsible decision for a person of your age. Congrats. It's awesome.
Thank you. We'll see what happens. I'm sure it'll at least be a few years.
Yeah, but it's a good goal. I just got there myself a couple of years ago, and it feels good to not be handing off all my money to some creep I don't really know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Your money just doesn't vanish into the wind.
No, you're investing it back in yourself. And I've also had a history of landlords that can only be described as shady.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's hear your story.
Let's see. I lived in a place in Brooklyn with my friend Phil, where there was no lease. It was month to month. Mm-hmm. We had to pay cash. Required. We were not allowed to give checks. There was a garage.
Awesome.
First of all, there was a door in our kitchen, and they told us never try to open that door. Don't ever try to open that door.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. There was a garage and a driveway, and they were empty. And I asked if I could rent one because it was hard to park in that neighborhood. And they said no. And the complex had like four of these empty driveways. And then maybe like 3 months out of the year, there'd just be like a random car with like North Carolina plates that would sit there for 3 months. And we quickly realized, I'm pretty certain our home is an embezzlement, is like a money laundering thing for the Polish mob. It's Greenpoint. Anybody who knows Greenpoint knows that it's a old school Polish neighborhood, and now there's a lot of hipsters, but there's still a lot of stories about the fact that it used to be rough. They used to run shit different back in the day. I think I met some of the people who are part of that. So that's one. I've had landlords that I've had to... I once had a landlord that I took to court because... He wouldn't give me back my security deposit because I moved out short notice, left a bunch of garbage in the house. But I moved out short notice because there were bed bugs and he wouldn't pay to get rid of them.
Oh.
Guess what?
That is always my nightmare when I... Wow.
Judge sided with me. Surprise, surprise. He wore a hat.
My man, Christopher.
He wore a hat and they made him take it off and it said 9/11. I support NYPD. They were like, sir, you can't wear a hat in the courtroom. Nice. And he's like, but 9/11. 9/11. They were like, yeah, we get it, man. Trying to win points. We all we're in New York. Everybody remembers 9/11, man. Let's take the hat off, please.
Yeah.
He was Greek when I lived in Astoria. And I had another landlord who I had to report to the city. Because we had no hot water, and this went on for a long time, and then we were going to a wedding.
Yeah, I was about to ask, how long did you live there without hot water?
It kept coming and going. Over like 3 months, I'd say like 2 days a week, you just not have hot water. And I started calling, and I was like, I got to report. Every time this happens, I'm reporting to the city. I was like, if it happens on Wednesday, and you fix it Thursday, and then it happens again Friday, you're getting a call, the city's getting a call Wednesday, the city's getting a call Friday, fix it. And then there was one day where we were going to a wedding that I was the officiant of the wedding, my buddy Murph, and it's ice cold water. My wife's trying to shave her legs, ice cold water. She might as well be taking a fucking machete to her legs. She's all blood everywhere. I called the landlord in a rage. I was like, you're not getting another fucking dime out of me until the shit's fixed. And I went into a rage mode and they finally fixed it.
Oh, yeah.
Then they threatened to call the cops on me. I said, do it. And then the water got fixed. Stepped up finally.
Way to go.
Thanks so much. That was a much longer tangent than I intended. I apologize.
No, I enjoyed it.
Well, this one feels...
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How long have we been on the phone? Just because I need to send a text pretty soon here, I feel like.
20 minutes. If you need to pause to take a text, go send a text. That's fine.
Yeah, no. Maybe you can share another story. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. I'm sorry. I'm going to send a text while I listen
to you.
No,
wait. Don't you need to have Wi-Fi? Don't you need to have Wi-Fi to do both at once?
Do you?
I think so. We're going to look this up.
I've never done this.
Yeah, it depends.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, do you have...
Do that before I'm being told, hang up on you.
I'm being told if you have certain carriers. You send your text. Mm. I'll tell another landlord story. Like this guy needs to take a break. Send a text. If he's taking a break, we might as well take a break. Luckily, there's time for a break because we have sponsors. They have products. They have services. You might enjoy them. If you do, use those promo codes. It helps the show. Be right back with more phone call after this. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else because, unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you, it finds them. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter, they get a quality candidate through the site within 1 day. There's no juggling emails or calls to your office. You simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/beautiful. That's ZipRecruiter.com/beautiful. One more time, you want to try it free? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/beautiful. Everybody needs to take a little bit better care of themselves. That's nobody's arguing that, okay? And mental health, it's no exception. That's why today's sponsor, Talkspace, the online therapy company, makes it easy to connect with an experienced, licensed therapist that you pick based on your preferences for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Everybody knows I am a big advocate of therapy. I've gone on record on this. I've talked about it on HBO. I love it. Anything that makes it easy, give it a shot. I think Talkspace is a great, great way for a lot of people to enter it. You can send your therapist texts, audio and video messages, do a live video chat. Talkspace therapists are fully licensed. They go through a rigorous screening process in addition to thousands of hours of supervised professional training. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/beautiful. And as a special offer for our listeners, use coupon code BEAUTIFUL to get $30 off your first month. Show your support for this podcast. That is coupon code BEAUTIFUL at Talkspace.com/beautiful. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. Thanks again to the advertisers who make our show happen. Very much appreciate it. Now let's get back to the phone call. Okay, you send your text. I'll tell another landlord story. Let's see. When I lived in New Brunswick, New Jersey as a college student, my landlord was a man named Joe, who was known locally as the King of Kegs, because he owned a liquor store and proclaimed himself the King of Kegs. And he was a very, I mean, you can imagine, he was a guy who owned a liquor store and a series of slum-like apartments in New Brunswick, New Jersey that he rented to college kids. He's not necessarily an above-board guy. There was one day where he called me randomly. I did not have a close relationship with this man. I would drop off my check at the liquor store and I would say thank you to the King of Kegs once a month. And one day I got a random phone call from him at about 11:30 at night, and he was like, Chris. I was like, what's up? He's like, I got a job. You want a job? You seem like a good kid. I think I got a job. And I didn't even ask what the job was. I said, no, thank you, sir. Whatever you're offering, whatever you're calling me in the middle of the night about, King of Kegs, I do not need that job.
King of Kegs.
The King of Kegs, Joe. New Brunswick. Anybody who went to Rutgers knows the King of Kegs. Now, how's this text situation? Well, has the text been sent?
Just finished. You are off speaker, and we are back together.
Great. Now, you talk for a while, because I've been talking a lot.
Time for me to talk. Let's see here. What do I want to talk about? What kind of mood are you in? Are you in, like, more of, like, a happy, interesting story, or are you feeling dark today?
I'm very exhausted is the answer.
Very exhausted.
Exhausted is my defining thing. So I'm not so capable of heavy lifting, but I'm happy to try.
Sounds good.
Happy to try.
Sounds good. I mean, like I said, I tried to call you a few times in the past, gotten through a few times in the past, actually a lot.
Well, that's cool.
But this has been the most like stable period in which I've gotten through. Right now, like, the biggest stress factor in my life is such a non-stress factor, and that's just fixing my motorcycle.
How'd you get into motorcycles? You brought them up a few times now.
Yeah, I don't really know. I just wanted one ever since I was in high school, and as soon as I moved out of my parents' house, I bought one, and ever since, I've just kind of had one or another. I don't know. It's just been all my free time, like, for the past year. I finally, like, built one from start to finish with the help of two friends.
Do you ride solo or are you part of a crew?
I have a few friends here in town. There's not really that many here that are, like, we ride, like, old Harleys. There's not that many here that ride old Harleys. So we kind of stick together.
That's cool.
But 2 weeks ago, me and one of them went to ride up to Canada, and it broke down the first day, and it's been broken down ever since.
Ooh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what you get for having a motor that's decades old.
Here's a weird question I've never thought about. Do they have tow trucks for motorcycles? Yeah. How do you get a tow on a motorcycle?
No, they don't.
So what do you have to do?
You find a U-Haul 40 miles away.
Oh, geez.
And then you buy some ratchet straps and you strap it in the back of a U-Haul truck, and then you drive home.
Well, that sounds like a nightmare.
Not fun and not cheap.
Can I ask you a weird question about biker culture?
You can ask me any question you'd like, Christopher.
Jared, get ready to push the hang up button. First time in this show. So tired, stressed out, but given blood, and I got this guy tormenting me. Here's my question. I've been on the road, you know, driving a car, and then you'll have, you know, especially in upstate New York, I've noticed there's biker gangs up there. Yeah. You see a bunch of guys on the vests come by.
Yeah.
you're a hobbyist. You're on the road solo. What's the protocol if they roll up on the road with you? You got to get out of the way, right?
No, they're usually really cool.
Yeah?
Like, surprisingly, my only interactions, I mean, it depends on the group, honestly. There's a couple that are really rad. Like, if you broke down on the side of the road, they're going to stop and they're going to try to help you. And then there's the other ones that obviously just got into it because they watched Sons of Anarchy and they wanted an excuse to, like, fight people.
Yeah. The one, and there's the one percenters, right? There's the whole one percenters thing.
Exactly. And those dudes honestly fucking suck.
Yeah. So you've had run-ins with those dudes?
Nothing I can, like, pinpoint. I've just been around them a lot, and usually they like to, like, they like to shave their heads and wear swastikas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Drop off their pictures
with
you.
Because they're with a group of, like, 30 people, they know that no one's going to say anything, and they know that they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those people aren't my favorite. I hate it because I hate being associated with that when I'm riding an old bike.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks that those dudes are still around.
Must be cool when one of these, like, hardcore bikers sees your old bike though and is like, whoa, what's that? Like, if you can impress them with your bike, that must be cool.
Yeah, it's always really rad when you're, like, in the middle of nowhere or something, or out in the sticks, and, like, you'll pull to a gas station and they'll just kind of be like, I don't know, just some random old dude that's just walking by or something, and he'll start talking to you, and you'll think, all right, yeah, it's just another person who likes my bike, and he'll just be like, yeah, I had, like, you know, like, an old panhead back in the day, I had a hardtail like that, and they just start, like, going through all this technical stuff and, like, knows your motor and stuff. You're like, whoa, you used to actually, like, be one of those dudes.
That's
cool.
That
was rad.
So, wait, you should tell us what kind of bike you have. I will have no idea what you're talking about, but I bet there will be some people that are out there that are like, yo, cool bike.
It's an old shovelhead Harley. It's a motor they made from, like, the early 60s to mid 80s.
What year is yours from?
Mine's 81, which makes it the newest motorcycle I've ever had.
You got an 81 shovelhead. That's your choice of the road right now.
That is.
Nice. That's cool. And you bring your lady out on the road?
Yeah.
Your lady rides behind you?
Oh, no. She hates it.
What? Why?
We got in an accident once.
Yeah.
And ever since then, she's too scared.
Yeah. I'm scared of him.
I don't blame her.
I'm scared of him. I've mentioned this on the show before. I had a cousin who died in a motorcycle accident. I've been scared of him ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. I've known people and I've had a lot of close calls.
You know, in New York City, there's, like, a special, you have to go to, like, a special driving school for motorcycle riding, and it's out in the middle. Like, everyone I know who's ever been to it says it's in a part of Brooklyn that's so deep and far that they can't even pinpoint, like, where geographically it could possibly be. Like, trains don't go there. Because they're hard. You have to learn how to ride, especially I hear, like, if you're on a motorcycle and you try to pass a big truck, the gravity of it could just suck you in, right? That's, like, a skill you have to learn.
Yeah, it's a little weird because you'll go from, like, extreme wind to no wind. So that's when it feels like it's, you'll be leaning into the wind, and then all of a sudden that wind will be gone.
Whoa.
You just got to, like, anticipate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad, though. It's very easy to control yourself. It's just other people that is the scary part. People that almost hate you.
I've never been on a motorcycle. I doubt I ever will be.
Maybe you should.
I don't think so. I don't think it's my thing.
I don't know, Chris. I could see you on an old shovelhead.
You could see me up on a shovelhead? An old hog?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd look so natural up on a shovelhead. I looked up a picture of a shovelhead. It's a good-looking bike. Just looked it up on the Google image search. Yeah, I don't know if I fit on a shovelhead, though.
I mean, if you want a proper picture, you'd have to look at, like, old bikes from, like, the Hells Angels, because my bike is chopped up and stuff.
Yeah. You reclaimed it. It's a reclamation project.
I bought it. I mean, the motor and the frame match, and that's all that the state cares about. Everything else is from different years.
Yeah. That's cool. So you like motorcycling. You like being on a bike. You like taking pictures.
Yes.
You and the lady
friend. You just summed me up.
You and the lady friend doing good?
Yeah, doing great, as far as I know.
That's great. You think you're going to pop the question someday?
Yeah, someday. Not in any rush. We're already pretty, we've been together so long. We have a dog. Oh, we're nice. pretty solid.
What kind of dog?
Shepherd Lab mix. So she's two now. So she's 70 pounds of relentless energy.
Sounds like you got a pretty good life going for yourself.
I'm happy right now.
That's cool. How often does your lady fall into the bed spots?
Man, lately it's like every day she's depressed. I mean, she doesn't go that deep with it. But I just feel so bad. And I think it's, if I had to theorize, I think it's largely due to a job that she's stuck in and hates.
Yeah.
But I know that it goes deeper than that, because she's had these problems even before I met her.
That's a bummer. Does she get help for it?
No, she can't afford it. We can't afford it. All I've known to do is try to urge her. All I've tried to do is urge her to talk to her parents, but she doesn't want to open that up to them.
What a shitty reason. Like, it just bums me out. Can't afford it. Can't afford a doctor. That's a bummer reason.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. She doesn't have health insurance right now, and therapist is expensive.
Yeah, it ain't cheap. That sucks.
Yeah.
So she's open to it. She'd be open to it and down with it. It's just not a factor.
Yeah. Yeah. If it cost her, if money wasn't a worry, yeah, she would definitely love to try it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just feel bad, especially since I'm, like I said, I can't relate. I can't be like, I've been there. I know what it's like. You know, I have doubts, but I don't think that's necessarily relatable to a week-long binge of not wanting to get out of bed, you know?
Yeah. So it goes that far sometimes.
Yeah, she will, but, I mean, you can just tell. She'll just wake up and say, you know, she's not happy.
That sucks.
All I know to do now is just listen to what she says and say I'm sorry and that sucks, and I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wish I had more advice to give, but I don't.
No, it's fine. She's got to get... Gotta get to a therapist one day.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope
not
she
sure
does.
What else would do it.
I hope it all works out and she gets there. I hope that the money comes in or the insurance comes in or the system changes and she gets in there. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. We talked about once this health insurance kicks in here, it'll be December 1st. And gonna look into see if spouses get health insurance. She's like, hey, if I can get health insurance for marrying you, why don't we just get married now?
Yeah. That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
That's pretty pragmatic.
A very passionate engagement.
Yeah, health insurance marriages. I wonder how many of those are out there. I bet that's a thing, health insurance marriages.
It's got to be a thing.
Yeah. I wonder if there's people out there who are not in love, do not live with each other, and are married for health insurance. Definitely, right? This is one of the great unspoken health insurance plagues in America. Why isn't our Senate...
We're blowing it up.
Why isn't our Senate figuring out these health insurance marriages of convenience and cracking down? Crack down. Cassidy and Graham. I don't know. We got 26 minutes left, and I don't know what to talk about anymore. What's your lady do? What's your lady do that's bumming her out so much?
She works at a taxidermy shop. She doesn't do the taxidermy. They sell it. They sell skulls and taxidermy.
Damn. Yeah, that gets old fast.
Yeah, I mean, her bosses just suck. They're just, they don't pay the employees what they should get. You know, just classic. We just want to keep all the money for ourselves kind of deal.
Can't help that she's surrounded by death all day, right? That can't be a positive.
That might be the only thing she enjoys about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she gothic?
We like
goth?
Macabre.
Yeah?
Well, you would never know looking at her.
What kind of, like, horror movie type stuff? What are we talking about? Like, you get really into Halloween?
No, more like, No, not like that. More
The mental state.
No, it's more like nature, just like loving animals. Just holding taxidermy, which she's in. We also enjoy a lot of metal and sad music.
Oh yeah, who are we talking about here? Depeche Mode. I bet you like Depeche Mode.
Yes.
Ministry. Yeah. We're talking Ministry here.
I don't know them.
Is that weird? 9 Inch Nails.
No. We're not going in the Hot Topic now.
I went in the wrong direction. Yeah, I went Hot Topic. You are right. I went the Hot Topic route of sad music. So Depeche Mode was on target. Okay, so then it goes what? The other direction? Cure? The Cure? The Smiths?
Yes. I have a Joy Division tattoo.
You got a Joy Division tattoo. What's it say?
I do. It's their first album. It was one of my first tattoos that I got maybe 10 years ago now. Oh,
16.
Less than that. But yeah, it's the Unknown Pleasures cover before it started getting sold everywhere. So now everyone just thinks I'm celebrating a t-shirt.
Yeah. That's a bummer when the world catches up to your tattoo. When you commit to something for life and then the world catches up and takes it in a whole new context. Yeah, that's tough. Okay.
It's a shame, but I would still get it. I love it.
Mountain goats? We talking mountain goats?
She loves them. I can't get into them, I'm going to be honest.
Okay. Hey, no shame in that.
Yeah.
She
definitely loves them. She went and saw them by herself because I didn't want to go.
Hey, your lady needs you to take care of her right now. You can't be letting her go see the mountain goats by herself. That's going to either be a very healing experience or one that's going to make her think way too hard. And I think John D. would be the first one to say, if you're depressed, don't come to a mountain goats show by yourself. He can't have that riding on his shoulders.
It sounded like it went the other route. It sounded like it went the positive way. I don't know.
I'm sure it's great. I've never seen Mountain Goats live, but I've seen video of him in action, and just the speeches he gives alone, I would pay the price of admission for.
What's your favorite live performance you've ever seen from a band?
My favorite live performance is I went to South by Southwest a few years back, and I got word that Billy Bragg was playing, which I was very surprised by. It didn't seem like an environment, but I think maybe his tour matched up with it. And anyway, look up the venue. It's in an old church, but like an active church, like still has pews. And I went in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went in there. I went early. I was like, I'm going to go. I want to make sure I have a good seat for this. And I think a lot of people had that idea. It was just like packed wall-to-wall people, Billy Bragg in an old church. And
awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, he didn't play all my favorites, but played acoustic in an old church. And then he ended. He said, I'm not a very, he said, this environment's a little ironic because I'm not a very religious man, but now I'm going to play the most religious song I know. And he played The Times Are Changing by Bob Dylan. Times They Are Changing.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, I don't know if anything will beat that. I will tell you this, though. I was just in Chicago for Riot Fest. I was there when Jawbreaker reunited, and that show is right up there. In the top. Yeah. Yeah. You a Jawbreaker fan?
I'm not really. They're all right, but I mean, I saw photos of that all over my Instagram feed. I'll tell you that.
Jawbreaker's the best. Everybody got to listen to more Jawbreaker, baby. That's a good one. That's a good, smart. That's because you like the sad music and they're kind of poppy, but their lyrics can be so sad, can be so heartbreaking and true and honest.
I like all those things, Christopher. Maybe I'll give him another shot.
We could run through a whole list of Jawbreaker lyrics today that I think you'd love.
That's cool. I think one of my favorite shows is at an old church as well,
really?
Ironically.
Yeah, what are your favorite shows? Walk me through this. This is one of these episodes that's just chit-chat. It's just me and some dude chit-chatting.
Feel good.
Yeah, these feel good every once in a while.
I can switch it up.
Hey, you take it in whatever direction you want, but I got no problem with the chit-chat. I'm not calling it out in a bad way. I'm just saying sometimes people on the brink to have some chit-chat.
I just listened to the episode you put out this morning, which was the dude talking about wanting more free time, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a heavy-handed one, so I think that's why I'm more geared towards swapping stories with you.
That's cool. Heavy-handed on whose part, his or mine, or both? It's okay. You won't hurt my feelings.
I mean heavy-handed in terms of like his part. Like you, like the things you were saying, like were obviously, I feel like he hadn't fully considered them until he said them. He's like, oh, shit, I think there's something to that.
Yeah, he didn't realize how it sounded until I responded, and then he was like, oh, this is being recorded as well. You could tell. That was, he's not saying the coolest shit he's ever said, and he knew it. He knew it in his heart. Anyway, what's the best show you ever been to? He needs a second to think about what's the best show he's ever been to, because that's a loaded question. I bet in the moment that he's thinking, well, here's what we can do. We can hear from advertisers, because we're in a capitalist society. It's what makes the world go round. Also, how I bring the show to you for free is these advertisers. So do support them. Use the promo codes when you do. We'll be right back with more Phone Call. Support for today's show comes from Squarespace. You ready to start your new business? Got to make it stand out. Use Squarespace. With beautiful templates created by world-class designers, Squarespace makes it easy to turn your idea into a new and unique website. You showcase your work, blog, or publish content, even sell products and services of all kinds in just a few clicks. You customize everything from the look to the feel to settings to products. You use Squarespace's analytics to help you grow in real time. That one's very important. You get to know your audience. Not to mention, everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. And with over 200 extensions to choose from, Squarespace offers a new way to buy domains. Best of all, nothing to install, patch, upgrade, ever. That's the very tricky stuff for novices, myself included. They make it so easy, I can vouch for it personally. Though, if you do run into trouble, you got a question, Squarespace has an award-winning 24/7 customer support team there to help. A dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet. Make it a reality with Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code CG to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com, offer code CG. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. Now, let's finish off the phone call. Anyway, what's the best show you ever been to?
I mean, I've been to so many. Just for the sake of another old church show, yeah, it was this church called the Black Church here. It was an old church, but now it's just used for music venues. Mm-hmm. They still kept it looking exactly the same. And I guess I just gave away Obsidian, and then someone looked that up. Whatever, I don't care. It was this dude called King Dude.
King Dude?
This guy from Seattle.
King Dude Seattle.
Yeah, he just played an acoustic show by himself there. It was very good seeing him. He's a... I'll just say that he had a song that was sing-along called Lucifer is the Light of the World. Wow. And it was very fun experiencing that in a church.
Lucifer is the Light of the World.
Yes.
Now, this reminds me of a show I once saw when I was probably 16 years old. There was a New York area ska band. And everybody, let's not pretend that in the 90s we all weren't totally into ska. Everybody scoffs at it now. Ska, it was fun. We had fun. We liked it. We danced. We had fun. So there was a...
Hey, I'm not judging.
Yeah. Now, everybody knows ska bands often had pun names that put the word ska in the title. I can tell you that sometime around 1996, 97, I went to Montclair State University and watched a set by a band called Mephiscopheles. Mephiscopheles. It was a satanic ska band. And you just reminded me of that because they made us all chant the words Hail Satan before listening to their ska songs. Their Satan-themed ska songs.
Wow, they certainly found a niche, huh?
Oh, yeah. Satanic. Sometimes you just look around and you're like, you know what? Nobody else has cornered the market on satanic ska yet. Let's pick up the saxes, pick up the trumpets. Let's get to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very into Satanism for a while.
Really? What? You're telling me that with 18 minutes left?
Yeah.
Satanism.
Yeah, yeah. You would know immediately. Maybe it just blurs. I mean, I have the words Hail Satan tattooed on me. I have pentagrams on me.
Hold on. Me and you talk for 42 entire minutes chit-chatting about motorcycles and shows we've been to. And then you tell me you have the words Hail Satan and pentagrams tattooed on you? You wait 40 minutes to tell me that?
It just kind of blurs away, man. I don't think much of it.
I think a lot of it. Explain. You were that into Satan. What do you mean you were? Were you a Satan? Would you go to the church of Satan?
No, I let me clarify, because there's different forms of it. I was very into Levay statism, so Anselm LaVey's writings, and I didn't really view it as a religion. I viewed it he's more like philosophical. He just uses Satan as a symbol to talk about different things. And that was more what I was geared towards. I mean, I don't identify that way anymore because I just think, you know, identifying with any religion is kind of a problem. I think Sam Harris has like the quote where he talks about religion and he says something about identifying with a subset of humanity rather than with humanity as a whole is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like, all right, I'm not going to call myself anything.
Now, LaVey, you're talking about Anton LaVey's brand of Satanism. From what I've read, a lot of it is about like self-protection. Put yourself first, take care of yourself, and then you can take care of your fellow man. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's wrong. It definitely has selfish tendencies. It's basic. If I had to sum it up, honestly, I'd say he says to live life like a kid. Like, if you want to do something, do it.
Yeah, follow your impulses. And this is where...
Exactly.
This is where sometimes the label, like the stereotype of like sexual rituals come into play, because there is a lot of, if you have an impulse, you follow it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, he definitely believes in like freedom of sexuality, freedom, just overall freedom. He just uses the symbol of Satan as a way to attack, you know, like Christianity and how repressive it is.
And more other people installing their morality, their morals over you. This idea that other people claim perfection and purity because you, mm-hmm. because you, and because they want you to stifle your instincts. I get all that. So when you sit down and when you visit a tattoo parlor and the guy says, so what are we looking at today? We thinking maybe like Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes. We're going to get an anchor, maybe a tribal design. And then you go, no, hail Satan. I want hail Satan. How does the tattoo artist react?
This was, the hail Satan was a friend in his apartment when he was learning how to tattoo. So I just let him take an empty spot on my arm. And it says hail Satan, drink coffee.
Hail Satan, drink coffee. And yeah, is this a visible place on your arm?
If I'm wearing a t-shirt, you can see the Hail Satan part.
Oh, good. I'm glad you covered up the drink coffee part and left Hail Satan visible. I bet a few years back you're wearing a shirt to a short sleeve shirt to a job interview and they're like, hey, you seem like a good guy, but best we can do is put you in a completely dark room because we can't have our customers seeing all the Hail Satan stuff.
You know, I think I don't even think about all the tattoos I have. I just realized when this new job I got, I wore a short sleeve shirt to it. So apparently I didn't care.
Now, how do your loved ones, how does your family react when you come home with a Hail Satan tattoo that you just let your buddy make? You just let your buddy do it.
Dude, my parents hate my tattoos.
Yeah, my parents hate my tattoos and they just say Morrissey.
My parents like the
yours
Joy
are
Division
about
one
Satan.
And everything else they hate.
They like which one?
They like the Joy Division.
Wow. You got hip parents.
Yeah. No, they don't listen to them. They're just like, I like the way that looks.
Now, what are the other tattoos you have?
Oh, man. My chest is covered, my ribs. I have a sleeve on my left arm. I have some weird ones on my legs.
Oh, you have some weird ones.
I probably want to get again.
Weirder than the Hail Satan.
Yeah, sure.
What's weirder? What's on your legs?
Yeah. Well, my old roommate, we had an ongoing thing where we couldn't decide. This is going to sound so stupid. I think I was like 18. And we couldn't decide who was the punk bitch. So we get into these yelling arguments, calling each other a punk bitch.
What?
So one day I went and got his name as a punk. I can't say his name, but it's his name and it says is a punk bitch. And
full?
That's tattooed on my leg.
First and last name?
Yes, first and last name.
That's probably the worst tattoo I've ever heard of in my life. I'm not trying to be mean. That's probably the worst tattoo I've ever heard of.
Our other friend got his name and then said, looks like shit, tattooed on his leg.
Same guy? Attacking the same guy?
Yes. And then the guy getting attacked just got, nah, tattooed on his leg.
Yeah, he won. He won.
Yeah, probably did.
You can't ever break up with your girlfriend. Right?
Thanks, Christopher. Thank you.
You can't. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you can't. How do you explain that? How do you go on a first date? How do you go on a first date and explain punk bitch, hail Satan? How do you explain these things?
You wear pants and a long sleeve shirt.
I guess so. I guess so for the duration of a relationship. So wait, did you used to go to like Church of Satan events?
No, I never went to events or anything. This was just me reading all of his books and just agreeing with a lot that he had to say.
You just got into Anton LaVey's books enough that you got a Hail Satan tattoo. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Get a clearer picture of
things.
I guess so. Wow. Wow.
I don't take tattoos that seriously. Half of them are just like band tattoos that I like.
What bands? What bands merit tattoo status? Joy Division.
You will not have heard of most of them. Joy Division's one. Electric Wizard's another. Pentagram, Devil's Blood. It's a local band called Donova. I think that's it.
Devil's Blood.
I think those are my band tattoos.
It also says,
yeah,
it says it say the words Devil's Blood on your body as well?
No, it's a sigil. There's no words.
It's a sigil. Got it. Yeah, I read Game of Thrones. I know what a sigil is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we just talk about Game of Thrones for the next, whatever, 15, 10 minutes, whatever we have left?
You a fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got 10 minutes left. We got 10 minutes.
Okay. I was joking about talking about Game of Thrones. Yeah, no. I'm a fan.
You know what's fun, though, is I get this, because you've told me, like, you're into photography, motorcycles, different bands, these tattoos, and more than any other call we've ever done, I feel like, oh, I know which kid in high school you were. Like, I know which kids I went to high school with that I understand. I understand, because I was like a little pop punk dork.
School. Oh, yeah.
But I remember the kids who were like a little darker and a little heavier. I remember those kids.
Yeah, so high school, freshman year, I hated it, so I went to homeschool for the next 2 years.
Wow.
And then I went back senior year to graduate with my friends.
That must have gone horribly.
it went all right.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't go that poorly. It wouldn't go as bad as you might think.
That's good. That's good.
But yeah, senior year, I was in a film studies class, and our final was to make a short film that had to be between 10 and 15 minutes. And there was like a film festival that we had to premiere in front of everyone for. And I made, rather than sticking to the 10 to 15 minute window, I made a 25 minute black and white movie on Ian Curtis.
Wow. You're no joke into Joy Division.
Yeah. I went full on in high school.
Now, how do you feel about people who say that New Order was better?
That's fine. Honestly, I understand it. I mean, New Order's cool. Yeah, I'm cool with it. I don't judge.
For a motorcycle riding Satanist, you don't get worked up about much, man.
I mean, I do, but I doubt your listeners want to hear us talk about fucking Donald Trump at all.
Yeah, I think everybody. I can't. Yeah. It's depressing. So wait, you just tell your parents,
we
hey,
can do that, yeah.
You tell your parents, I'm not into high school, and they're like, okay, homeschool. Like, how do you? They hadn't ever homeschooled before.
I found a place in the area that took care of it. I just went in once a week, and they would give me packets to take home and, like, resources to, like, learn the material.
Whoa. And then what? You take the tests through this organization?
Yeah. It was pretty much just getting, like, a ton of homework all week but not having classes.
Oh, that sounds like a good trade.
Yeah, it was cool.
And you get a diploma out of that, not a GED, a high school diploma. You go back to your high school.
No, yeah, you'd get if I stuck with it, I would have gotten a diploma. But yeah, I just went back to regular.
Damn, you got it all figured out.
Yeah, I know the system, Christopher. I gotta squeeze them in while I still can.
You need to send me into a rage. I can't get you worked up about anything. You say Christopher about two more times, I'm gonna lose my mind to smash this water bottle against the computer monitor. You're just gonna charge me an arm and a leg. Never met a more relaxed Satanist. Never met a more relaxed Satanist in my life.
Have you met any Satanists?
To be fair, no.
Okay.
None that come to mind. You are the first.
Huh. Well, I'm glad that we became best friends in an hour.
Well, Yeah, I mean, you have a point. You have a point.
Yeah.
You do have a point. We got about 7 minutes left, my friend.
7 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always hear people say this goes by fast, but it really does go by fast.
Now you're about to go walk back into your photography studio job. Have you received a return text? Are they mad? Do they understand? Where are we at?
Oh, shit. Let me check. My phone vibrated like 20 minutes ago, and I forgot to check. Let's see.
Come on. I'm not trying to get anybody fired.
Let's see here.
Oh, yeah. I'm on speaker.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but she never texted me back.
So who did text you?
Probably my girlfriend.
Probably. You just checked.
I just went to the last text I sent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked if it was cool if I took a long lunch, didn't get a response, so that should be fun.
It's your second day. You're asking for a long lunch. Why'd you do that? I can't be responsible for this.
Because you're my best friend.
Hey, man, don't. I mean, while we are clearly best friends now, don't put that on me. My wife is my best friend. At best, you could be my second best friend.
Like I said, if there was a lot to do, I wouldn't have even called when I saw. I just happened to be like browsing Instagram and your little Twitter notification came up. So I was like, well, sitting here doing nothing.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. So you spent high school just doing it your own way. Riding. Now you ride the hills.
Yeah, exactly.
You ride the hills. Listening to music that evokes the darker side of life. Capturing the visuals in front of you, because while you can visually see the world and capture it, you never quite felt in step with it.
Hmm.
Love will tear us apart.
I like how you're describing me.
Love will tear us apart indeed.
So deep.
I had.
What could I tell you in the next 5 minutes? What kind of question could you have for me?
I don't know. I had that one Joy Division album. I really liked Love Will Tear Us Apart, and then I found it to be diminishing returns on my own. But people I know love them, so convince me. Convince me here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. Ian Curtis was the best.
Yeah, really great frontman, huh?
What's that?
Great frontman.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said great drummer. I was going to have to correct you on that one.
Come on. I'm not that ignorant.
I know. Oh, I know.
Did you ever do any like Satan prayers or chants? Or was it really just reading books and agreeing? You never went out in the woods, said a prayer, said a chant?
No, I never did that stuff. No. No. It was just reading books.
You were a low level devotee. Very low level devotee to Satan to get the words Hail Satan tattooed on your arm. That is an extremely entry-level devotion to Satan and a lifelong permanent choice.
It is. So far, I'm cool with it. I don't mind it. I still think there's a lot of good to pull out of those books, but like I said, I'd rather just not really let myself in with any group.
I bet LaVey himself would applaud that choice.
I'd like to think so, Christopher.
Three and a half minutes
I got one
left.
More on you.
3.5 minutes left. Now
you said if I said it 2 more times, you'd smash your water bottle.
Yeah, you got 3.5 minutes and one more time. If you say it one more time, I'll just sit in angry silence for the rest of this call. Next time you say
Can you sit in silence?
Next time you say my name, that's what I plan on doing, and I commit to my bit. So if you want me to sit in silence, say it again.
So if I go silent, then we're really going to piss some people off.
You could effectively, if you say my name, this episode will end with 3 minutes of total silence.
Dare I do it?
That's up to you, dog.
What'd you say?
I said, that's up to you, dog.
I don't know. I don't handle silence well. That's a long time to say that.
I would love if you did wind up getting fired or reprimanded at work, and they're like, what are you doing? Oh, I was just standing on a phone in silence with a guy, some guy that I never met.
Yeah, that would be great. I agree, yeah. Totally. I'd love to lose this job that I'm stoked on. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, don't blame me. I didn't ask you to call. I mean, I guess I did ask you to call in the sense that you're part of the greater world. I didn't ask you to walk away from a plum gig.
If I lose this job, I'll leave a voicemail on your on a number you can call.
Yes.
You guys can keep an ear out for it. Just so you know.
You weren't kidding. Cocaine, flaccid penis.
Yes.
That's a thing you really saw pictures of. And then someone comes and picks them up and says, hey, thanks.
Yeah, ain't no big thing.
Was it the guy? Was it a guy or a girl that picked that picture up?
I wasn't there when it got picked up. I usually wasn't up front. I was usually in the back in the dark. So half the time I didn't see the people that brought in the photos unless they took a photo of themselves on the phone.
Damn.
So I usually missed that awkward exchange.
That's the best. That's the best. You work on film or you do digital?
I'll use digital if I get a gig, but all my personal stuff is film.
You develop yourself?
Yeah. I mean, now I can't. Now I don't work there, but
yeah,
when I was working there, yeah.
That's cool.
The way to go, Chris. I almost said it.
I know. Well,
didn't say it.
1 minute left. One minute left, my friend. What do you want to say to the world?
Nothing.
Come on. That's how this ends. So we're trying to stick the landing here. So we end this hour of supposed entertainment?
Isn't that how it goes? Isn't that kind of metaphorical? You expect so much and you receive so little.
Spoken like a true semi-goth. The music you're describing is not quite goth, but you're somewhere between like industrial, new wave, and goth, from what I'm picking up. I mean, that's just Joy Division, though. I don't know these other bands.
Yeah, you would never assume goth looking at me.
Except for the Hail Satan tattoos.
I mean, if you saw that, I might...
Thank you so much, caller. I'm in my head thinking we just talked about depression, the loss of eyesight, cocaine, motorcycle gangs, and Satan. And all of it was the most relaxed conversation I've ever had. I do not know how you pulled that off, but kudos to you. Thank you for calling. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to Jared O'Connell and Booth. Thanks to the Reverend John Valor and Greta Cohn. I'll build this show in the early days. Thank you, Shell Shag, for the music. Want to know more about my dates when I'm out on the road? ChrisGeth.com. If you like Beautiful Anonymous, rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It really does help. In the meantime, see you next time. Thanks. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you choose from over 1,500 licensed therapists. Get matched with your perfect therapist who can put you on the path to a happier life. For a special offer just for our listeners, visit Talkspace.com/beautiful. Next time on Beautiful Anonymous, a guy who works in the most intense world I can imagine tells us all about it. That must wear on you. You must have your moments. I'm sitting here complaining that I get to host a talk show. Meanwhile, you're taking on the absolute worst society has to offer to try to bring justice to victims.
Yeah, you know, if you don't find an outlet or a way to deal with it, I think it would weigh on you an awful lot. But dealing specifically with sex crimes, which they're almost essentially just child abuse investigations, so it's children that are being victims of sex crimes. What helps you get through it is you realize that you become able to actually, you know, help this child put an end, you know, to the abuse.
That's next time on Beautiful Anonymous.
Hey, I'm W. Kamau Bell, and this week I'm guest hosting The Longest Shortest Time. I'm talking to my friend, Shannon Lee, a.k.a. Daughter of Bruce Lee.
Daughter of the Dragon.
I should just put that after my name.
Yeah, it should definitely be on your business card.
I should hand it with sound effects too. Like,
yeah, exactly. Bruce Lee died when Shannon was just 4 years old. She talks about how weird it is for the world to know so much about her father.
When I realized, like, oh, I know him intimately in a way that nobody knows him, I was like, neener, neener, neener.
She'll talk about her dad's philosophical side and what her own daughter is taking from the family legacy.
she always refers to that movie as the movie where Gung Gung fights that really hairy guy.
For those who are not aficionados of Way of the Dragon, that hairy guy is Chuck Norris.
That's right.
This week on The Longest Shortest Time.
What's up?
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.